wanted to get your initial thoughts on facing Greg Hardy.
He's a great player, and you know, we played against him a few years ago, and you know, he's a really dynamic player. So they got a couple of them back this week, McLean and Hardy. It's a good defense anyway, so I'm sure having those two guys back will help them a lot.
How do you guard against playing a team that's or letting down a playing team that's lost so many stops?
Well, I don't think, you know, it's there's no letdown for us. I think, you know, we're trying to, you know, establish a certain level of play. And, you know, we got off to a decent start this year. So, you know, we got to keep it going. It's, you know, we got to sustain good practices, good games, good weeks, and see if we can just keep building. So, you know, this team could easily be 4-0. They're playing at home. Got a lot of good players. Very talented team. You know, last year they were one of the best teams in football. So, you know, they've, you know, could have beat the Saints easily last week in overtime. So they're a very good football team. I know, you know, it's going to be a big test for our team.
Tom, do you change your routine at all on the field or anything to get used to a new stadium? Is that something you keep in mind that you go about?
Yeah, you know, you try to study what you can on, you know, on tape and see how the other quarterbacks kind of adjust maybe some of their rhythms and mannerisms. It's, I know, you know, it is a little different, you know, for me not playing in a place where I've played before. A lot of environments, I kind of know what I'm getting myself into. I know where the clocks are. So this will be, you know, it'll take a little bit of time to get out there a little earlier and kind of get a feel for things. But I'm excited. I've heard a lot of great things about this stadium, so it'll be fun to play in it.
Tom, you made some questionable comments yesterday, including saying he hopes you bring your wife to the game and that she brings her sister. That sounds a little personal. Does that tick you off at all?
I'm just getting ready to play, man. I got to focus on my job. So he's a great player. You know, it takes a lot of different things to, you know, handle a guy like that. So, but he's been a great player since he's been in the league. So we're going to have to prepare for him and be ready for all different types of moves that he's got. And they got a good D-line anyway. They count on getting pressure from the front four, getting to the quarterback. So I don't really care about his personal feelings.
Tom, this would be the second time in your career you made 100 consecutive regular season starts. What would that mean to you?
Well, I'm happy I'm available to my team. I think that's something that I've always taken a lot of pride in. So trying to be out there and be a consistent, dependable player and certainly being available to those guys is you know, what my job is. So it's pretty fun. It's great to be able to go out there and play a lot of football. And been very fortunate, you know, to be protected so well by the offensive line. So a lot of good luck. It all helps.
Well, Tom, in your experience, first game after a bye, does it affect the team at all in your experience? Is it in any way, shape, or form?
I'm not sure. And I think, you know, the execution is ultimately what's most important. So it's kind of different now, you know, with a lot of different schedules that we have and Thursday night games and, you know, Saturday night games and Sunday night games and Monday night games. So I think you just got to be able to adjust and have enough mental toughness to try to make it as regular a week as possible. So, you know, we're really in a regular season mode now, and it's a Wednesday, kind of have your Wednesday routine, you know, and you just gear up for that one game a week. So try to put everything you can into it. And, you know, we haven't had many normal weeks yet. I think after this week, it really starts getting into a normal feel because we've had a lot of long weeks. And then when you throw the preseason games in there, a lot of night games and a lot of weird kind of weeks for those. So much is just getting into kind of a normal flow. It's, you know, it's football season, and I think, you know, it's good to kind of be in that. So.
Is that hard to find, that normal flow? Like, you know, like you said, it seems to be hiccupy or choppy. Is it hard to find that normal flow as you're going through the season?
Can be. I think it definitely can be as you, like I said, have some of those Monday night games or, you know, we just had, you know, the Thursday night game, the early bye. So I just think we got to, you know, regardless of how it is or how the schedule shakes out, you just got to be ready to go when, you know, they tell you to play. So we'll be ready to go at 4 o'clock on Sunday. Thank you. I'm done. I got work to do.
Thanks, guys.